In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So before I begin my homily proper today, I'd like to share with you some important news in my life and in the life of St. Thomas. If you haven't already heard, then I will be completing my call to St. Thomas at the end of April. It's taken me a year or two to discern this, to figure out what was happening, and conferring with spiritual advisors, trying to be sure, not eager to leave. But I am eager to follow God's call. And I'm eager for St. Thomas to follow God's call as well. One of my conversation partners over the last year has been our bishop. She knew I was searching for God's call in my life. And a couple of months ago, she called up and said, there's a difficult situation happening with a parish, and I think your skills would help. And so on the 1st of May, I will begin serving as the interim at St. Luke's in Metuchen. And I'm excited about this new call, but it's bittersweet. Right? My family and I have value the relationships that we have in this place with you. It's difficult to leave a ministry that we've been doing together, the good work that we've been accomplishing over the past 7 years. We've done a lot together. And I believe that I'm leaving St. Thomas in a good place. And with our current crop of wardens and vestry, I believe that I'm leaving St. Thomas in very good hands. Now, I sent out a letter about this. The wardens and I both sent out letters about this on Tuesday. It was sent via email, and then it was sent out through the postal service. And so, if you hadn't already heard before you came this morning, then I want to encourage you to sign up for the parish newsletter, because that's the list that we use to contact you when important things happen between Sundays. Which brings me to our gospel. Did you hear what's happening in our gospel reading today? Jesus is hearing the news, right? They're coming to Jesus and saying, did you hear? Have you ever received news that was difficult to hear? Have you ever found it difficult to read or listen to or watch broadcast media today? I remember going to visit my grandparents when I was little. And they would, every evening, sit down and watch the evening news. And I thought that was the most boring thing possible. Today, however, I find watching the news way too stressful. It's like one of those adrenaline movies that just leaves you sitting there kind of shaking. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot for Christians to be concerned about. Maybe even cause to fear sometimes. We could talk about domestic politics, or not. We could talk about wars of aggression, civil wars, famine, global warming, the latest flu bug. What's not to worry about right now? And that's how our gospel passage begins. Right, it begins with people coming to Jesus saying, did you hear the news? Did you hear what the governor did? Did you hear about murder? Did you hear about the tower falling on those people? Can you imagine? Did you hear? Unbelievable. Coming to Jesus with the news. And how does Jesus respond to all this bad news? I'd like to make three observations. One is that Jesus is not surprised, right? Jesus hears this news. He has responses to it, and it's not surprising. The second thing, though, is that Jesus immediately offers an admonition saying, don't blame the victim. Right? There's a common belief, and apparently it was believed back then, too, that bad things happen to bad people. right? A belief in karma or just deserts or punishment. But Jesus says that tragedy and trauma and bad things happen in all of our lives. These things are equal opportunity experiences. These things that they're reporting didn't happen because those were bad people. They just happened. But, says Jesus, and this is the real head-scratcher for me, but, says Jesus, there's something worse than these tragedies, than these deaths. Something avoidable. Something that could happen to you unless you repent. Unless you turn and change and do differently. And this leaves me asking, well, what is this thing that is so, that's even worse than death? And as we read the parable that follows, what stands out to me is that this worst thing is not living out your purpose. Jesus tells a parable about a fig tree that's not bearing fruit. Right, when the whole purpose of his existence, why it was planted, why it's taking up space in a cultivated vineyard, was so that it could produce figs. And when there were no figs year after year after year, the owner of the vineyard said, this is a waste of ground. It's not making a difference in the world. It's taking up space for more productive plants. Now, I want to be clear that I believe that the point of this parable is not that you should work harder. The point of this parable is not that the measure of the value of a person is their what they produce. Right? This is not a parable about productivity. This is rather a parable about authenticity. Not productivity, but authenticity. About living out your purpose. About living out your calling. About living out your deepest truths. About living out love. And when we fail to live out our deepest truths, when we fail to live out of our most authentic selves, then what we're doing is we're hiding from God. And we're not only hiding from God, who sees all anyway, but we're hiding from each other, from our relationships, not bringing who we really are. We're not bringing the change to the world that we were created to bring. I think of all the different things that rob people of their agency, the things that rob you and me of agency, the things in our lives that keep us from expressing the fullness of who we were created to be. There are some more obvious ones like addiction or codependence or other destructive patterns. And then there are other things that sometimes we can't help, like injury or fatigue or fear or even just an overwhelming nostalgia for the way things used to be or the way we wish things used to be. But Jesus said that he had come to set us free. Jesus came to set us free from all these things. Free to be who we were created to be. Free to live out of the fullness of our beings. Free to live with ganas, with gusto, with authenticity, with purpose. God's call to each one of us is to live with purpose, to live out of our purpose. This is a call that is personal to you and to me. And it is also a call to our lives together as the church, as the parish of St. Thomas. A call not to get stuck in what is comfortable or convenient, but a call always to strive forward, to strive toward becoming, to strive toward a place of ever greater joy. And to do so with spiritual discernment, right? Placing everything before God, bringing all of our plans, all of our questions, all of our ideas and hopes and dreams and fears, and placing all of it before God. And sometimes our efforts to live in authentic ways, sometimes they'll be poignant. They might bring a few tears. Sometimes our efforts to live in authentic ways will be scary or anxiety-provoking, which I think often is a good sign that we're making progress. Change is nothing new in the life of the Christian. Right? Change is another word for repentance. So whether you call it change or you call it repentance, when we are ready for it, when we face up to it, then change becomes an exciting place. Because repentance, change, that is the place where we learn what new blessing God has in store for each of us. Amen.